This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, America. I'm Robert Greeson. Welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Tony Towns-Whitley. How are you, Tony?
I'm great, Robert. Great to be here.
And Tony is the president of U.S. regulated industries at Microsoft. So that covers government, financial services, several industries. Here's where I want to start off. Let's talk about culture and the pandemic. Microsoft is known for having a tremendous culture. How has that changed or not changed during the pandemic?
Well, look, let me talk about the culture. It's almost a two-by-two frame. If you think about it, there's the culture of Microsoft all up that was so deeply influenced, has been and continues to be, by our CEO, Satya Nadella, over the last 6 years. And then there's a culture that's been burgeoning within the U.S. business. And that culture has both an internal for our employees, but also, quite frankly, an external instantiation with our customers and our partners and stakeholders. When I think about the Microsoft culture all up, we started with shifting the culture from a know-it-all to a learn-it-all culture with this construct called growth mindset, which we borrowed from Carol Dweck at Stanford to really say curiosity would be the intersection of all of our competencies, that our desire would be to learn more versus to know more and to learn more together on a journey. And then you add that one Microsoft, which is, we say that, we hear that in corporate cultures all the time. Microsoft, given our size and complexity and the, if you will, the stratification that can occur in our portfolio, the idea of operating as one Microsoft and bringing every asset of Microsoft to a problem actually was fairly new. And we started to work on that culture. Then it was around customers, not in a transactional way as the Microsoft of old that sold licenses, but customers when we are bringing solutions that are long-term and we're building relationships and building trust. And then finally, this conversation about inclusion, which began with some of the first work done on unconscious bias training that we did 5 years ago. Now, in the U.S., interestingly enough, 2 years ago, we started a culture journey that really focused all of the leadership team in the U.S., went down to Montgomery, Alabama, met with Brian Stevenson. This is before the movie came out, Just Mercy, and before Brian became a superstar. And we learned about the culture of the African-American experience in the Deep South. And then we went to L.A. and started to learn about the Dreamer DACA world in terms of immigration on our south border. And we started a learning journey to understand what was empathy. Well, how would we bring more empathy into the way that we, quite frankly, served our customers and worked together? In fact, Satya said the number one core competency he was looking for leaders was empathy. We thought that was an interesting corporate term. Brian helped us understand a frame for empathy, this empathy in action, which began with really proximity. Get close enough to an audience, a problem, an issue, to learn it beyond its superficial level. And then build the narrative, understand the narrative that has been built and reconstruct it where necessary. Finally, add hope. Hope is part of this idea of empathy, is that you cannot be overly pessimistic in this goal of learning and building empathy, and finally take action. So we've been on this path of building empathy, learning about each other's history, their path, our authenticity, our true self, our true north, for the last couple of years. And then focus on applying our innovation, not getting as excited about what we build, but more excited about what we apply to a certain issue, a social issue, a customer issue, a business issue, a government issue. As a result, can you imagine then when COVID hits, we start with a pandemic that requires our company to come together as one Microsoft, to learn together, to understand, and we're still learning as the whole world is still learning about this pandemic, and to operate with each other. Even things that came up in my business, like we created care officers. Every one of my units had a care officer that all they did was reach in and check in with everybody on the team to see who needed what. We did networks of, hey, if you're geographically in one place but your family's in another, do we have Microsoft employees in that geographic location that could drive by, look in a window, put up a sign, and let that family member know that you were doing okay, and we could let them know that they were doing okay. All of those kinds of constructs. And then after pandemic and through pandemic, economic recession, the economic challenge, where we had to bring our whole portfolio together, and we'll talk more about the specific parts of that portfolio to help the company get into a remote work, remote learn, remote everything situation across the sectors that I serve. Then we have this reawakening around racial injustice after Breonna Taylor, George Floyd, so many of the different, Ahmaud Arbery. And the company had just been working through empathy. And now we have to have those tougher conversations about unpeeling systemic racism, unpeeling and defining privilege, understanding what it is to show empathy. So in many ways, we had the constructs in place, and what we've been doing is operationalizing those constructs in the midst of a trifecta in our market of pandemic, economic recession, and social justice reawakening. And in many ways, I feel like I'm so thankful that we had already started the work so that we could start to apply that work versus being, you know, right there at the front and just having to learn sort of real time.
Well, I commend you on this intense journey that you've been through. And right now, Becky Shamba, who is my co-host today, is going to join. So go ahead, Becky.
Tony, thank you so much for setting a terrific foundation. Culture is so important, right? And the fact that you had a precursor at Microsoft, I think, gave you a leg up on the leading through this COVID epidemic, if you will. But let's talk more about your leadership. I mean, I personally and so many have followed you and admire your senior leadership, executive roles, and being a role model for so many in the industry, in the tech industry, in the community, and other organizations that you actually have served. And so, and I know that this also includes what we don't always see is your intentional humility and authenticity and your intellectual horsepower, which is also important. We'd all be curious to know is how your background and your past, your upbringing, you know, has helped to shape you as a human being and such a successful senior executive. What are your thoughts there?
Well, first, thank you for all of the complimentary phrases. We've known each other for a long time, and obviously this is absolutely mutual in terms of the admiration society going on here. But let me just start with deep humility. First, I give, you know, amazing amount of credit to my parents. I'm a public sector baby, I call myself. I grew up with public servants. My dad graduating from Penn, University of Pennsylvania, in the military. At that point, African Americans could not be officers. He became a non-commissioned officer, got picked up in officers training school early, and ended up becoming a three-star general and running the Army budget as the full comptroller of the Army. My mom, as an educator, educated at Columbia University Teachers College, and became a principal, noted principal, elementary school principal, highlighted as principal of the year by President Bill Clinton, former President Bill Clinton. They kept a mantra in our family, to whom much is given, much is required, which happened to be a Bible verse that they prayed over us daily. But beyond that was the sense that everybody will serve. Everybody in my family, all my brothers, my cousins, they generally serve in the military. My choice was Peace Corps. And so from that public sector orientation came 3 years on the equator in Gabon, where I learned a lot of lessons about myself. I think I gained more than I ever gave, but where I built schools and I taught 700 students in a little village on the equator in Gabon. And in that, I learned, I had some of my most consultative moments where my 20-year-old self, or at that point, 23-year-old self, not realizing the bias that I brought, you know, trying to work with, I got one of the self-help funds from the State Department to build water catchment systems for 23 village homes. Because walking to water every day seemed to me very, very arduous. It was a 4-kilometer round-trip walk. We carried water. The women did this work. And I thought, we've got to do this better. Here's a rainy season. We're going to crash down on the rain, capture this rain, filter it, and we're going to, you know, have a much better experience. What I learned at 23 was my American view about efficiency did not align with why the women were walking to get water. There was so much more culturally about that walk, where young Gabonese women learned how to be Gabonese, young girls learned how to be women. It was a much more collegial walk, and in trying to fix one problem, I created others. And I created a village that looked a little bit like condos in New York City. It was pretty rough. And I ended up sort of offending every elder in the village and had to come back and apologize and learn that we bring a bias and we need to accept and learn and challenge our assumptions. And that was sort sort of my Peace Corps journey. And if there's anything that's probably influenced my career most, other than my Peace Corps moments of learning and humility and my regression analysis at Princeton, it's been this sort of public sector orientation from the family and then parenting. You know, I think, you know, I've got 5 kids and now seventh grandchild is on the way. And if you don't learn anything as an athlete and as a Peace Corps volunteer, you learn it with a humility and a family with kids that give you more feedback than you've ever actually requested. So it's in that construct that I've worked the tech stack from consulting all the way through software, hardware, and system integration. That's been a benefit, as well as working in the U.S. and globally in about 140 countries I've had the opportunity to serve. And so in that construct, Microsoft is the culmination of everything. It's like a full-body workout. I use every part of my background in my day job, and that's probably the most exciting piece of this opportunity for me to be at Microsoft and to have this leadership role.
We're about to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with Tony more about leadership. But as of now, remember, bias is something to really focus on and start with curiosity and have empathy. Back in a few.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Robert Griso on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Tony Towns Whitley, who is the president of U.S. Regulated Industries at Microsoft. That's almost a $15 billion organization, which in its own right could be a Fortune 100 company. And now, Becky, you're going to ask more questions on leadership.
Tony, it's very obvious that Microsoft is you know, a globally leading organization, particularly in the tech world and in so many other areas that they're expanding into, and high growth, a fast growing company, even though it's been historically in that space for some time and doing some exciting things, very exciting platform. The question I would have for you is, beyond just the business, what are you excited about that Microsoft is doing now or will be doing, or you have your lens on right now, that's going to have a greater societal impact? It's going to help to really improve the social capital in our communities, in our world, and neighborhoods.
Yeah, Becky, it's a great question, because what I'm probably most excited about and what really revs my teams is really this role of Microsoft evolving into digital leadership. And I define that as digital, not only the transformation, the digital transformation of every type of organization, whether it be commercial or public sector on the planet, but the conversation about going beyond what we transform to how we transform. So transforming in a way with ethical principles, understanding issues of privacy, transparency, security. Also transforming with a sense of social justice, a sense of what does it mean in terms of bias and or algorithms that can drive bias. So it's not just enough to transform. You have to be a digital leader, you have to think about how you transform and how you hold yourselves accountable for the nature of that transformation. And then going beyond the what and the how to the who. Who gets the dividend of the transformation? If we're not intentional, we might increase or exacerbate existing disparities between men and women, between people of color, all the various groups, people with disabilities. If we're not intentional about ensuring that there's a dividend for all in this transformation, and in fact, possibly overcompensating for those groups that have been marginalized. So technology can leapfrog certain organizations and certain audiences. And so I think it is in that construct where I'm most excited that Microsoft is really starting to lean in. And I think about that in terms of our carbon negative stance that was announced at Davos with not only the idea of going negative, not carbon neutral, but carbon negative, removing the carbon impact that we've had on the planet, but putting a $1 billion investment fund to find the other technologies that take carbon negativity, create carbon negativity as a capability across many organizations. I think about our recent announcement for digital skilling for 25 million Americans. And we're leveraging our LinkedIn acquisition, using economic graphs to say, hey, where are the digital jobs in the digital economy over the next 20 years? What are the 8 to 10 core learning paths, competencies that are needed for those jobs? And now we're going to provide those free of charge and allow people to access those. In fact, we're even going to focus on people who've been marginalized out of other job categories. And we're then going to provide for a nominal fee certifications. And we're going to provide these capabilities multimodal. So if you're a visual learner, or more of a tactile learner, an audio learner, if you've got certain learning disabilities, that we can provide it with our platforms in different ways. And we're going to ensure that we get employers ready to provide those job opportunities and learn how to, if you will, intake these new digital skills. All of that really excited about. The last one I'll mention real quickly, really important in the U.S. as well, is this racial and social equity program, three-part program Microsoft recently announced Microsoft looking at its own self, looking at our own organization. What is the experience for Black and African Americans and people of color in Microsoft? What does that progression look like? But not only that, what does it look like in our supplier ecosystem? We do a lot of business. We've got a huge balance sheet. How proportionate and how representative do we have minority organizations across our supplier system? And then how do we intentionally choose three or four areas like justice, criminal justice reform, like healthcare inequities, like we're looking at financial support for banks that support Black and African-owned businesses. Where can we use these social engineering capabilities to have an impact? In my area, you know, I've got K-12 and higher ed. I'm so excited about what we're doing in equity and education, because if there's one thing we learned out of the COVID crisis is the incredible disparity K-12 across this country in educational systems. Less so with the higher ed, absolutely evident K-12. So there's a lot we're doing outside of just building great tech, and that's where I think the fuel is coming within the Microsoft organization.
That's great, Tony. And I think it just, I mean, the digital has such a, could have such a positive and systemic impact for things that we've been talking about for years, but it really, what I'm hearing, it can be a real equalizer, right? For those that, have not had the same opportunities, or to identify those and really be able to move the needle, in terms of creating opportunities for all, which is so, so needed. I want to ask you a question just too, as you look out ahead, and while I think we're heading in that direction, is what is your vision as we emerge from this pandemic? What is your hope, Tony, for business as a whole, the economy, and we've kind of gotten into society a little bit, but what is your vision or, you know, your hope as we come on the other side of this? As they say, right, with unprecedented change provides unprecedented opportunities to do, look at things and do things differently.
You know, the business frame that we've been using at Microsoft has been this idea of responding, rebounding, and reimagining, right? So if you think about the businesses that we've been working with, whether I'm working with healthcare providers, or I'm working with financial institutions and capital markets, or the federal government, or, if you will, academic medical centers, or the state of Texas, independent of the sector, all are kind of in this frame of how do we respond? Remember, COVID is in now. Unfortunately, we see an ongoing phase of COVID or phasing of COVID. So there's still response efforts. And for us, that means putting Windows Virtual Desktop and our productivity solutions like Teams, allowing and supporting remote work and remote learning throughout this, as well as bringing our bot capabilities so that we can triage efforts using artificial intelligence, looking at all forms of high-performance computing, particularly for our financial markets that are trying to, if you will, do lending, push huge federal stimulus packages in a pandemic environment. You know, it's one thing to do lending. It's another thing to do lending when the entire financial industry is at home. And so you've got to have a continuity of operations through productivity platforms that then drive to a real high-performance computing use of the cloud to understand where risk is in these capital markets and how to push lending opportunities out. And so we're really looking at the sort of respond and then rebound, where you see organizations that have been sort of laggards to the cloud, laggards to new technology, they're diving in because they need to.
On that inspirational note, Tony, I'd like to thank you for being on the CEO Show.
Thank you.
Becky, I want to thank you for joining us. And everyone listening in, remember, be ready for a hybrid work environment, because that's what's coming. And you could use that same model in other ways throughout your organization.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-88.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with John Merrick. How are you, John?
Hey, thanks.
And John is the co-founder and CEO of Consumer Cellular. It's not always, we always get CEOs, but where we get someone who's a co-founder. We're going to talk later about that, what it's like building an organization. And I know you say, hey, it doesn't happen overnight. But let's talk about your niche. You were really smart in finding a niche that was needed, and it is a very crowded space in cellular. Talk about what your niche is and how you actually came up with that.
Sure, I'd be happy to. You know, Consumer Cellular is really completely focused on serving the needs of the 50-plus population, so a slightly older crowd. I'd like to say that we were really smart and figured that out at the beginning, but when we started the business, we were really focused more around trying to address a usage need and bringing safety and convenience to anybody. And as we started spending our marketing dollars and trying to get going, we discovered that the senior population was responding really well. And so we started pivoting our efforts there, ultimately forming a partnership with ARP, which clearly aligns us with that senior demographic as well. And it really has worked out well for us. I think, you know, in hindsight, as the industry has gotten bigger and is bordering on a commodity, one of the things that's really allowed us to be successful and compete with some very large companies is the fact that we have a very defined niche and we can really be focused on doing everything possible to meet their needs.
So you find having a niche and being focused, actually instead of narrowing, helps you expand.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think, you know, for the companies that are trying to be all things to all people, you know, you have to try and there's lots of competing needs and different things. And so, being focused on that senior demographic really allows us to hone in on the needs of that community and find ways that we're able to better serve them. And for our competitors, you know, that are trying to be all things to all people, they're just not great at any one. So that really has allowed us to kind of set ourselves apart.
And you came up with a really sharp name of Consumer Cellular. Was that by chance or anything behind that?
Well, no, I think, you know, we were trying to be descriptive in terms of what we were doing. We definitely were focused on the consumer market and it was selling cellular phones.
There it goes. Describe exactly what your business is.
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, especially from a customer standpoint, we basically are just an alternative to all the other wireless carriers out there. So when you think about AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, those are our competitors, and we're providing those same services. Behind the scenes, we're what's called an MVNO, so Mobile Virtual Network Operator. Effectively, what that means is rather than going out and owning the licenses and building the cellular network ourselves, we're partnering with the cellular carriers and buying service from them. So in our case, AT&T and T-Mobile are our two carrier partners that we work with, so we're buying their service, and then we repackage it under our own brand name and provide that to our customers.
Yep. So let's now talk about in consumer cellular. What are the needs that you're seeing happening during this pandemic? It's seniors are definitely more isolated than ever, and it seems that your game has changed a little in terms of the value of what you need to do.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's been a few things that have been interesting, you know, specifically related to the pandemic. I think one of the first things that was a surprise for us, and I think the industry as a whole, was a little bit how people's usage needs changed, not only for our senior demographic, but across the board. Everyone was preparing and expecting data usage to go through the roof as you suddenly were working remote and using your phones to connect in different ways. And it definitely did go up, but the biggest change actually happened on the voice side, you know, where people, you know, how much they use their phones in terms of talking to people had really been pretty flat for a couple of years. And we saw a huge spike as people talked longer and more often. And, you know, in hindsight, that kind of makes sense, you know, as everybody was trying to check in and talk to their loved ones and see how they were doing. So to have people talking on their phones more than we had in the past, you know, like I say, in hindsight, kind of makes sense.
Let's shift and talk more about leadership and your culture. Now, you started with Craig McCaw, and he really the great visionary of the industry, and he was known for having these incredible cultures and everything. Is there anything you learned from him?
Yeah, you know, I think just in general, the importance of culture and getting everybody engaged and passionate about what we're trying to do, I think those are the things both myself and our co-founder, Greg Pryor, that's where we met and worked together. And so, you know, I think one of the learnings that we had early in our career working at Macaw Communications was just that importance of having everybody buy into that vision of what we're trying to accomplish. And so, you know, we've worked really hard to establish that. So as we bring in new employees, they can immediately get behind what it is that we're trying to accomplish as a company. You know, a lot of our focus is around customer service and really differentiating ourselves in the way we support our customers and be able to provide them a higher level of service than they get anyplace else. And so having people understand that from day one and be excited about being a part of that has certainly led to a lot of our success.
Now, that's easier to do when you have a couple of people. All of a sudden, you're 1,900 people. What mistakes have you made, and what have you learned in building the culture the right way?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'd like to say we never had any, but we all know that that's never the case. You know, I think that, you know, one of the things that we kind of joke around a little bit is just the changes over time. You know, it used to be early in our life of Consumer Cellular, you know, culture was things like, you know, you're driving into the office, and you think, hey, I'm going to grab some donuts for everybody so that they, you know, feel appreciated today. And that's easy to do when you've got, you know, 20 or 30 employees. When you've got 1,900, you can't do that on the way into the office, right? So I think being much more thoughtful and intentional about trying to keep our culture alive and doing the things to make our employees feel appreciated and understand the important role that they play in the company's success. And so we really have had to plan things out a little bit more while still, you know, making sure that they're still authentic and that they come across really well.
So give me an example of that. What is something that people have done? An example of being more intentional.
Yeah, I think there's two things. You know, one is, you know, we've got a real strong community activity group where our employees volunteer as teams and go off and work at food banks or clean streets or do different things as a group, which dovetails really well with some of the things that we've tried doing in terms of giving back to our communities as we continue to have our success. So I think that that's been something that's planned out and that people enjoy participating in. The other one that we've really, it's been a hard year for this, but, you know, for 25 years, we've twice a year, we've done company-wide meetings where we literally take everybody off-site for different sessions. We have to keep the business running while we're doing this, but we'll bring people off-site. And it gives us an opportunity to get in front of every single employee, talk about the success we're having, put our vision out there, and just really kind of get people excited about what we're trying to accomplish as a group. And so I do think that, you know, those tend to be, you know, they cost money and it takes a whole lot of time and effort. But we get just tremendous feedback from the employees, you know, from frontline folks all the way up to, you know.
You can't do that now, so what do you do? What do you do?
That's been a challenge. Normally, April and October are when we do those two, and obviously April fell apart on us, and so we had to pivot. So we've been doing a lot of, you know, like everybody, a lot of messaging and video to get in front of people. That's just not the same, so. We're hoping that, you know, the day will come that we'll be back in front of everybody. It's been a challenge to keep that one alive.
Is there anything you've done that you said, wow, this came up during this pandemic as a great idea that really helped us?
You know, I think the biggest deal has just been trying to keep people engaged in our overall mission and what it is that we're trying to accomplish. You know, as people struggled with their own personal challenges and just, you know, kind of the fear of the pandemic and what it was meant to them individually and the rest of their family, you know, really talking about the importance of our company. And, you know, we literally have got 4 million seniors that rely on us to stay connected to their families, to the services, and all the things that they need. And so when you think about essential services, you know, wireless services has certainly been one of those. And I think that people really were able to feel proud about continuing to work, whether they were working remote or in our offices, taking care of our customers' needs and helping them stay connected to their families during a really difficult time.
We are speaking with John Merrick, and when we come back, we're going to talk about this customer service model that has won, I think, 8 consecutive J.D. Power Awards. We'll hear how that's done back in a few.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
By disseminating CEO wisdom, the CEO Show elevates business, the economy, and society.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with John Merrick, who is the co-founder and CEO of the famous Consumer Cellular. And you have done great work during this pandemic, and it's been critical. My mom is 85 years old, so it's really purposeful. You're doing tremendous stuff with AARP, who's one of the best organizations I know out there. But let's talk on the customer service side. So you won, I think, 8 consecutive J.D. Power Awards. How do you do it? This is a very competitive industry you're in.
You know, it absolutely is. And, we get that question all the time, right? And I think people are looking for kind of the magic bullet or just something they can buy off the shelf that suddenly is going to make them a wonderful customer service organization. And, unfortunately, it's not quite that easy. You know, there's a lot that goes into it. And when we look back at what it is that we've been able to do to set ourselves apart and provide that exceptional level of service, there's a few things that really come to mind. And the first one is I think we've been really good at trying to break down barriers and make sure that we're not creating policies or procedures that get in the way of taking care of our customers. And a real easy one to point out is, the wireless industry historically has always had these long-term contracts, especially when you go back to when we started service. You had to sign a 2-year contract to get started. If you have a life change or you're not happy with the service or something happens and suddenly, rather than us focus on how can we take care of that problem, we're talking about this penalty we want to charge you. It just creates a real negative experience. And so we've never had long-term contracts. And we really always try and look at those policies and make sure that they're as consumer-friendly as possible so our agents and our employees can focus on taking care of the customer's needs as opposed to trying to adhere to some policy that maybe gets in the way.
Anything else on that? Or
I think the other thing that kind of dovetails with that is really just gets back into that culture of caring and customer service. When we bring people in, we talk a lot about those J.D. Power Awards and our desire to keep those coming. And, it really becomes a lot of the simple things as we dig into, what it is that we do differently than people and what people appreciate from the customer service. It's making sure that you're friendly and respectful and nice and all those little things that add up. And then you can start focusing on things like taking care of their needs and making sure that the employees are knowledgeable and able to solve problems and help our customers. So it really becomes kind of that cumulative effort of our employees, doing a great job just every single day, that ultimately leads to that wonderful experience.
If you could sum up your leadership philosophy in like a sentence or two, what would that be?
I think that, all of us here at Consumer Cellular are really trying to, kind of lead by example. We're a real thin, organization. We've been doing it for 25 years. We still think of ourselves as kind of a small family-run business, even though we've gotten pretty darn big in the process. And so, being engaged with our employees on a daily basis, understanding what it is that their challenges are so that we can kind of help them. I think those are the things that have, been really successful for us.
When you're doing that, it's a tough world. You're right in Portland, and there are obviously all these challenges, and our nation is torn in many, many ways. Any insights you have or anything you've learned going through this?
Well, I mean, just that, you know, we all need to be, you know, compassionate and understanding and helpful. I guess, you know, early on, one of the things that we really kind of, you know, focused on here was just the golden rule, right? You know, we were raised that you treat people the way you want to be treated, and that's the way we've tried to handle our employees and work with our employees, and ultimately have all 1,900 of us do that for all of our customers across the country. So we're really blessed. You know, we're headquartered here in Portland. We've got actually a big chunk of our employees are down in Phoenix, Arizona, and our customers are literally in every corner of the country. And so you know, we're really blessed to be able to work with a whole lot of great people, and by providing a wonderful service, they keep coming back to us and they refer their friends, and it just kind of becomes that snowball effect that's led to more and more success for us.
You know, it's great. This is one of the few companies, if you're listening in as a CEO and you're thinking, well, what is that secret sauce of what I do? You know what it is? It's doing the right thing. It's doing the golden rule. It's treating people with respect. That's what you're hearing right now. So I want to sum up with the question of entrepreneurship. So not many people in the world have been a co-founder of a company that's, you know, broken $1 billion, that's impacting society significantly. What have you learned? What are the lessons that you personally, John Merrick, has learned about building a business that you say, you know, if I was doing it again, that's exactly what I'd do?
You know, I'd say a couple things. You know, one certainly has been, you know, to find great partners to work with. You mentioned, you know, AARP early on. We work with Target, you know, AT&T and T-Mobile. So we've got a lot of really good partners that, you know, want us to be successful as well. And so, you know, we've been able to use a lot of their knowledge and expertise to make us better. So I think that certainly has been key to our success. You know, the other thing that's just been great is, you know, kind of our desire and thirst for learning new things and finding, figuring them out and how to do those. You know, if you go back a few years when we started the business, we, you know, it was all completely direct response. We were shipping phones straight to people, and then we decided we should get into retail, and so we started working with Target. And you know, if you've never been in the retail space, it's a completely different world. But we were able to jump in there and you know, over time learn what it meant to distribute and sell through a national retail partner and be really successful at it. So just constantly figuring out, you know, what's the next step that's necessary for us to continue to grow and then jumping into that in order to figure it out.
What do you see as the future of consumer cellular?
You know, we're super excited, even though we're knocking on the doors of 4 million customers. When you look at, you know, the U.S. population, there's over 110 million people over the age of 50. So as a percentage of that population, and the percentage of the people that use cellular phones in the U.S., it's still tiny. So we know we've got huge opportunities to continue to grow our core business that we already have. But beyond that, what we're really trying to do is leverage the things that we're really good at, right? So wireless technology, exceptional customer support, kind of that ongoing billing relationship of taking care of our customers, to branch out into some other areas where we can work with the senior population to help them age in place, stay healthy, continue to use technology to stay connected with their loved ones. Especially given, you know, the challenges of the pandemic that are going on right now. So we've got a number of products that we're working on that are really kind of geared less towards your traditional cell phone and more towards using that wireless technology for other purposes.
John, a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you very much.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.